And I am back with Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Okay, Congresswoman, you wanted Mike Johnson out. What is your alternative plan?
Our plan is this: we have to give the American people a reason to trust us and fight for us. The American people are supporting President Trump to be the next president of the United States because they've seen him in action. He fought against the Democrat agenda. He put America first. They desperately want him to lead this country again because they trust him and they know he will do that. Mike Johnson has betrayed America. He's betrayed Republican voters. Under his leadership, he's passed the Democrat agenda, passed the Biden administration's policies, and fully funded them. We're going to fight in Congress to do everything we can to stop this type of uniparty leadership. Mike Johnson's speakership is over. He needs to do the right thing to resign and allow us to move forward in a controlled process. Yeah. If he doesn't do so, he will be vacated.
Well, with all due respect, you didn't give me a plan for the speaker's role. And again, does this mean you are going to file that motion at some point?
It's coming regardless of what Mike Johnson decides to do. And we have three more Republicans joining us from special elections coming up very soon. So people need to know this can happen.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is declaring that Mike Johnson's speakership is over. She's had it with his betrayal of Republicans on the border, on the funding of foreign wars, on the passing of warrantless spying, and working to pass the Democrat and Biden agenda. Who needs Nancy Pelosi when you got Mike Johnson? We got the latest on what's next for the embattled speaker. And then all hell breaks loose at a Lisa Murkowski event. You are not going to believe what happened. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you stay sane in these insane times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button and let's dive right in. Speaker Johnson stooped to new lows over the weekend. The Republican Congress, if you can believe it, the Republican Congress passed a near $100 billion foreign aid package, which contained $60 billion for the lost cause of Ukraine, with every single Democrat voting for it. 112 Republicans voted against it, but it didn't matter. 101 Republicans voted for it, even though 90% of their constituents are absolutely opposed to this. After the foreign aid bill passed, the Democrats spiked the ball by waving the Ukrainian flag in celebration of the billions of dollars more going to their donors in the military-industrial complex. Now, make no mistake, the Democrats know exactly what they're doing there with those antics. They know they are demoralizing the Republican base. They know that their capture of Speaker Johnson, which they do through rhinos, right? You know that. Rhinos threaten to resign. They threaten to leave Congress and turn control over to the Democrats if Johnson doesn't pass the uniparty's agenda, even though 90% of Republican voters are totally opposed to it. But you don't make them money. The military-industrial complex does that. It makes every single one of those 101 Republicans who voted for that millionaires. So they do the Democrats' bidding by threatening to resign, and that forces Mike Johnson to hold these votes that pass the Democrat agenda. And the Democrats are exploiting that politically by waving the Ukrainian flag in the halls of Congress, of all places. It's actually, on their part, it's politically brilliant in an evil sense, of course, because their constituents are going to vote for them no matter what. There's no level of absurdity that a Democrat politician can stoop to that will cause their constituents to stop supporting them, right? Democrat politicians know they have a lock on their vote. So they can wave their Ukrainian flags. They can show up at the State of the Unions all dressed up in white or dressed up like The Handmaid's Tale. They can engage in all kinds of absurd performatives. Nothing will change their support. What they did there, waving their Ukrainian flags, was meant to demoralize you. It was meant to rub that vote, that passage of $60 billion to the black hole of Ukraine, which they know you oppose. It was meant to rub that in your face. They want it to hurt. They want you to despair. They want you to come to the realization that it doesn't matter for whom you vote. It doesn't matter who you elect. You are not in charge. They are. The system that the Democrats own is more powerful than you. And the system is more powerful than anyone you could ever elect to try to take it down. Don't even think you matter. That's their message to you without waving the flag. The consent of the governed has been totally replaced by the decree of the Democrat elite. If you elect a Republican majority, we'll co-opt it. We'll effectively compromise any and every speaker you put forward. And if you try to bring Trump back, we'll throw him in jail. You don't matter. That was the message the Democrats sent to you and me over the weekend. And America First Republicans, to their credit, have had it. Here's Representative Tom Massey over the weekend.
So what's happening here is Mike Johnson is overdrafted on his political capital within the conference. And I believe he's going to get vacated. Okay. And when that motion gets called, I don't plan on calling it myself, but it's going to get called. And when it gets called, I hope people won't shoot the messenger, but he doesn't have the votes to remain speaker. He'll lose far more votes than Kevin McCarthy lost. And so what I did this week is I co-sponsored Marjorie Taylor Greene's motion to vacate. Now, this is different than what was done last fall. You know, last fall, they called the motion to vacate from the floor of the House, and it had to be voted on within 2 days. And as soon as it passed, we didn't have a speaker. Right. What I am proposing and what I'm trying to encourage the speaker to do is that he resign, but announce his resignation 8 weeks from now so that we would have time to replace him. This is what John Boehner did. When John Boehner left, he saw that wagons were circled and that there was, you know, there was no chance here, or rather that he was surrounded. And so he said, I will leave as soon as you elect the next speaker. And that way we didn't go into this doom loop like we were in last fall. In other words, Mike Johnson would still be the speaker until we get one elected. We could still do subpoenas, investigations. We could still pass bills. If there was a war or some emergency we needed to respond to, we would still have a speaker in the chair. This would save us all a lot of problems. And so people misinterpret what I've done. They think I'm trying to get rid of Mike Johnson now. No, I'm just saying what everybody already knows up here in Washington, D.C. He's goose is cooked. I wish he would leave in a way that doesn't put our party in turmoil.
So there you have it. That appears to be the plan going forward here. Marjorie Taylor Greene is corroborating that. She said on multiple occasions over the weekend she's going to wait to bring the motion to vacate up for a vote. And it looks like that delay is a strategic delay. They're going to first try to find a replacement speaker over the course of the next 2 months. And then once that person is secured and they have the votes in place, they'll move to vacate Johnson's speakership. But you heard it. As far as people like Tom Massey are concerned and Marjorie Taylor Greene, Mike Johnson's speakership is over. It's over. It's just a matter of formalities at this point. But Johnson is done. You could stick a fork in him. He has expended all of his political capital such that his speakership is effectively over. And so we'll have to see who they come up with to replace him in the weeks ahead. So what do you think, gang? Was this past weekend the final straw? Is it the end of the line for Speaker Johnson? Let us know in the comment section below. Hey, gang, who wants to come with me on a cruise? This is your chance to make this summer a summer you will never, ever forget. Now's your chance to embark on an exclusive adventure with me, Dr. Steve, and other patriots just like you as we set sail on the Mediterranean. You are invited to join us this August on Royal Caribbean's luxury liner, the Voyager of the Seas. You'll get to spend time with me and other like-minded patriots during live onboard classes as we dive into topics like the rising parallel economy, the culture wars, and how you can share my optimism in conservative renewal. We'll discover enchanting architecture, timeless artistry, and breathtaking experiences as we adventure through Spain, France, and Italy. Enjoy incredible dining experiences, enriching education, and once-in-a-lifetime attractions each day of our journey. It will be a summer that you will never forget. Join me and your fellow patriots August 5th to 12th, 2024, for this unparalleled adventure. If you want more info and want to take part in our last-minute pricing sale, my team is waiting to talk to you right now. There are only a handful of cabins left, so don't wait. Click on that link below or go to cruiseinfo.turleytalks.com to learn more. It's going to be an absolutely unforgettable trip, and I can't wait to spend it with you. Click on that link below right now.
Please help me, son.
you can see, things got a little out of control at a gala hosted by Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski. Climate protesters ended up crashing the event and clashing with other eventgoers. As you saw, several activists were pushed off stage and fell on top of one another as other event attendees tried to remove them. Murkowski was being honored by a Chevron lobbyist firm, and these environmental activists took the ceremony as an opportunity to do what they do best, and that's, of course, interrupt everyone's lives with their pathetic performative antics. But what's so interesting here in the end is that Murkowski, of course, in many respects, is one of them. She's a leftist. She's a liberal. She's a rhino, like Speaker Johnson, right? She does the bidding of the Uniparty. She votes however her donors want her to vote. And yet it's not good enough for these left-wing activists. So they end up attacking their own. That's what's so bizarre with these protests. Inevitably, the left always ends up eating itself. And so I think that's actually some good news here for us. Leftism, however formidable it may appear, leftism entails its own destruction. Its own demise is actually baked into its own cake. As frustrating as it may be to watch the Republican Party destroy itself by demolishing what's left of their eroding trust with us, their constituents, the good news is that it can't last. A new Patriot GOP party will eventually emerge from the ashes. Let's just hope we can revitalize an America First Republican Party before it's too late.